And at that time, they were more neighborly-like. They helped one another. They helped build their houses. They helped fix their fences. Of course, there weren't too many fences. See, when this fence deal came up, you know, people started cutting their herds of goat, their herds of cattle, because this big outfit from Texas or Oklahoma or something, they start fencing and there was no place to go with their animals. Of course, we had the forest and we used to put them on the forest. And it was all right till they started charging for the permits or whatever, you know. So that's how come a lot of these people lost their stock and their horses and whatever they had, you know. And their property, too. Because at that time, they didn't pay surveyors. They said, well, from here to out there is mine, you know. And you respect what was that guy's property. But then they came with a pencil and surveyors and what have you, and they start crowding the people out.
Although there was organized resistance with vigilante-style groups like the Gorras Blancas of Las Vegas, the loss of the land was a blow that would be felt for decades to come. Cut off from their natural resources, people abandoned their villages in large numbers. The common lands that once supported them are now controlled by the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management, usually for the benefit of larger companies and ranchers.